It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
How about that Wolfpack? Unbelievable. NC State Wolfpack winning the first game, which wow. I didn't think they could do it, man.
I had them going past that.
No, I thought they won a championship on
you said it a lot.
On last Saturday, but they made me out of a lie. And I'm happy they did.
Hashtag, Reese can be wrong.
Sometimes. But everybody was wrong about this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
The University of Kentucky. Historically great basketball program from Adolph Rupp through Rick Pitino to Tubby Smith to, a couple other people. And now John Calipari. I'm just saying, it is ridiculous what is going on with this program right now. One out of the last 5 years, one game.
Yeah, one game in the last 5 years.
One game they won, one game in the tournament, excuse me, people, yeah. NC2A tournament. Mm-hmm. One game when you have the number one or number two recruiting class every damn year?
Yeah, it also includes missing the postseason in the 2021, when that was the year they only won 9 games.
Again. It's a gazillion amount of stats out there, but John Calipari, who the question is, he makes millionaires, which I ain't got no problem with that. If I was a parent of one of the players, mm-hmm. I'm good. That's fine. But if I was a fan of the university or part of the university in any capacity, I'm like, well, John, I mean, you taking care of the players. But you're coaching at the University
of Kentucky.
Of Kentucky.
Yes.
You're not coaching the G League.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna coach the G League and get guys to come to the G League,
help them make money that way.
Right. And don't come to Kentucky, because they come to Kentucky, we expect you to win. Now I'm not talking about any other school. I mean, I'm talking about any average school. I'm talking about this school when it comes to basketball. You got to win here, and he's just not getting it done. And it's interesting. The Kentucky faithful, trust me, the blue bloods in Kentucky drinking that bourbon. They want.
They mad.
Hey, they want. It's embarrassing. Now, Pam, I told you. I said Oakland is in the Michigan, and I said they have the type of team. Remember this now, right outside Detroit. They have the type of team that. That can, and you know what? I think I said that even looking at the sheet to see who they played.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Oakland, they can shoot the basketball. Hell, I didn't know how good they could shoot that. What guy? I mean, this is
10.
What.
10. Count them.
He had 10. What's his name? You guys' name?
Yes. Hold on 1 second. Let me, I want to say it right. But he had 10.
But his field, you know how many field goals he made?
Jack Golke.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Is it made or attempted? Well, anyway, that's a number, the 384 shots he's taken. He's already made, he's already taken, under 384,
mm-hmm.
I think 10, this is real stupid what I'm going to say. I think 8 or 10 have been two-pointers. The rest of them have been three-pointers. That's crazy.
And he hit 10 like a month ago. This is, so it's like, this is what he does.
Let me say this.
Jack Golke.
The man after my heart. Shooting a jump shot. Golke. That's my dude. But I think this is embarrassment. I think you was gonna come at me with some kind of
I
argument.
Was, but you made me stand down.
what?
Stand down,
no,
Pam. Stand down.
Say it with your chest. Go
but
ahead.
You actually just said it, because he caters to his players and making sure, he does get the best players in the country. They are mostly right out of high school, things like that. The number one players. He's not, and they're playing against 25, 26, 27-year-olds,
yes.
And he hasn't really dug into the transfer portal and picked those types of players.
Right, right. So the argument is, should you recruit younger players, freshman, 18, whatever, and a five-star player,
mm-hmm.
and get them prepared to go to the next level, or should you maybe look at transfer portal opportunities, some four stars. You coach them up to be five stars and have them there for 3 or 4 years and go and try to win some games in the NCAA tournament. Where do you lean?
Yeah, it is time for him to change. We're talking about that with other coaches. His philosophy, the way the game is moving today, he has to change that.
We're talking about John Calipari, who his Kentucky Wildcats went down in the first round. They were a 3 seed and lost to a 14 seed. But I told Oakland, Michigan. I said you got to be a little leery about those guys. But that's it from John Calipari, who you know, he gets paid like 12, some crazy amount of money to coach at that school. But think about this. They pay him an exorbitant amount of money to coach at that school. But he's coaching those kids to get to the next level, which I love this.
Right,
I do
too.
But for that school. Yeah.
Just bring me a one and done as long as you bring me a championship.
But one and done's... Apparently, they haven't won. Well, he's only won one championship in his whole coaching career, which we talk about all the time. They need to be looking at him, too, in terms of what you doing. I'm telling you, this five-star and trying to, you know, number one recruiting class, five-star. I got three or four, you know, five-star guys. Not working out.
No.
Here's John Calipari on feeling bad for his players.
You know, you go through this, and I've been the ups and downs of this sport, but this one, I'm really hurting for them because there's other years your team, you max out and you lose a game and you're like, geez, this team I really felt could have done so much more, and our fans were here again. I feel bad for our fans. You know, wish, you know, we would have played a little bit better, but it's hard when I look at this and I go, this season, these guys got so much better. We're so good to each other. It's celebrated. To define their season and our season with this game, it's the sport we're in. It's the, you know, it's what we do.
That's okay, Coach. That's fine. But what could you have done better in this particular game?
Something that you feel like you could have or should have done?
I tried to call
guys
a timeout, and I should have been quicker to the trigger on the pass across court. I was yelling timeout, but I got it late when I knew I saw the court, and I went, timeout, timeout, and he let go of the ball. So I could have done that.
Oh, man,
I think maybe more boxing one earlier. Now, he scored. Because we fouled him once, and he scored a three even when we were in that. But I think we could have gone earlier to that.
I'm telling you, fans, they ain't coming up with this. Here's Dalen Cuff on the future of John Calipari. I wonder if he's saying some of the similar things that I just said. Let's see.
Probably. They would owe him $39 million as a buyout. And I know in today's college basketball, college sports world, that ain't crazy because Jimbo Fisher's making almost twice that in a buyout, like $76 million.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of cash. So there's some questions there. He does have one of those lifetime deals where every year it rolls over. So him and I think Bill Self are the two guys with that type of contract. I would be surprised if they let him go. But I'll tell you what, Kentucky, the entire Commonwealth, the exception of Louisville fans, are going to be calling, and probably Louisville fans calling for his job too, just to laugh at it. Like, there are going to be a lot of people wanting that.
Unbelievable. Fans.
Unbelievable. You know, he'd be bringing in Drake to the practices. Preen just reminded me that all these guys are making big time. You know, yeah,
I think that's a great thing, but I do know that basketball's moved into college basketball's in a different direction.
But
right now.
If I'm an AD, I don't think it's a good thing. If I'm a parent, absolutely.
Right, exactly.
If I'm an AD, nah, bro. I mean, we paying you this crazy amount of money, and you know, $39 million buy you out. We may just do that. But we mentioned Jack Gokey, who was dropping buckets on Kentucky. Let's talk about what he said about competing against Kentucky last night.
Obviously, we come in, we're the underdog by all measures, but you just got to, as a player, you can't think that way. You got to go out there and you got to think that you have the same talent level as them. I know they have draft picks, and I know I'm not going to the NBA, but I know on any given night I can compete with those type of guys, and our team can compete with those type of guys. And that's why I was so confident going into it, and that's why I say we're not a Cinderella, because when we play our A game, we can be the best team on the floor.
Go ahead,
Pete. I was going to say, no. So it's interesting. There was another part of his interview somewhere and he said that they're not a Cinderella. But when he found out, you know, who we was talking later on who they were playing, it was like he said that when that they might be a Cinderella. So make him eat those statements.
What did he say? Who might be the Cinderella?
NC State.
Oh, wow. He said that.
That's
well, you know what? That's interesting because State does play them. And I watched them a little bit when we was in Greensboro. We had to stop in Greensboro on our way back, Havana Fields. And, you know, anyway. But I watched them play number four. I can't remember his name. Inside. They got some guys inside, but they're not nowhere near the size of DJ Burns.
Mm-mm.
Or what's my new hero? What's his name?
Middlebrooks.
Middlebrooks.
Keep the S on it.
Middlebrooks got busy. So that's going to be an interesting scenario
matchup.
There, a great matchup there. But just back on this, I think again, there's two sides of the story. And I would love Kendrick or either A-Town. Should you lean into winning NCAA games, possibly championships,
mm-hmm.
versus just having great five-star individuals on your team?
That you develop into.
No, one and done's. That are leaving.
Okay, that's the opposite. Gotcha.
Right,
uh-huh.
Right. So one and done's leaving, or you bring in those three, four stars in, and they're gonna be there for a while. That's gonna be an interesting choice right there. It really is.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Let's quickly go to the phones. He's been holding for a while. Appreciate it. Let's go to Adam in Durham. Good morning, Adam. How you doing,
family.
My friend?
Adam.
What's up, family?
Hey, what's up, Sports Shop family? I'm doing good. I'm way better than Big Blue Nation this morning.
I know that's right.
He says it with a chuckle in his voice.
That's right, K-Mac. Hey, if you listen real closely to those clips, I didn't mind holding today because y'all were playing those clips of John Calipari whining. If you listen real closely, you can hear the sound of a coach throwing his team under the bus.
I mean, it was major.
Don't perform.
It's a major. No.
Zero
it's major.
Accountability.
I mean,
zero.
Threw him on the bus, then backed up over him a couple times.
Yes. Zero.
Yeah.
He said, I could see the floor. That's your job, coach? Coach your team to see the floor.
Right.
I bet he regrets saying before the SEC tournament, you know the only tournament we care about. Oh, buddy. That one's coming home today for him.
That's right.
You mean
right.
NIT?
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
He is 1-5 in his last five NCAA tournament games.
Yeah, he's 1-4. Yeah, 1-4.
That's the only tournament he cares about.
Yeah, but no, man. No, I tell you, and that's the debate we have on the show today. Should you lean into having these five stars, these one and dones? And again, I love this, the fact that making millionaires out of these guys and they go and do their thing, NIL, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But don't win any NCAA tournament games, very rarely, and you won't get close again to the Final Four versus getting some seasoned guys where you can coach them up and maybe advance a lot further than that. So that's going to be the argument, Adam, going forward, I think.
Yeah, I also couldn't help but laugh when he said they should have gone to box and won.
Right, right.
Last night. Like Kentucky shouldn't be doing that against any team. They got athletes out there to guard five players.
That's right.
He said they should go a box and one.
I know that's
against Oakland.
That's right.
The Golden Grizzlies.
In Oakland. Not Oakland, California. I'm talking about Michigan.
Adam,
that's good, Adam.
Adam, today you need to work. I'm going to give you an inside homework assignment. You need to work on saying these things without laughing.
It's hard, K-Mac. The Golden Grizzlies. Come now.
I never heard that laugh from Adam.
That's crazy. That's a legitimate laugh, too, by the way.
Yeah, that's when it comes from the gut.
That's right. That comes from deep down in the soul. That SEC hatred, that Big Blue Nation. You know, come on. We hadn't even talked about the Tennessee Volunteers.
Let's do that right quickly. Go ahead.
Winning by 30, we emptied the bench last night. We played some good defense. I was glad to see us roll. It's we don't do that very often in the NCAA tournament, so it was good to see us do that.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all know when you play this many games in a row, you got to have a game like this where you can rest your players.
Yeah,
because it's gonna be a tough game Saturday night when we play Texas. you know, we're going to bring it. We're going to play defense. I just hope we can shoot. I did like seeing my daughter calls him Senor Vescovi get a couple shots in last night because he's been in his head. Right. If you've seen Rick Barnes' quotes over the last couple of weeks, mm-hmm. His first shot of the game was a horrible air ball. And this is a dude who's made – he's in the top five of made three-pointers at the university. And it was good to see him watch the ball go through the net a couple times last night. I hope we continue it.
Yeah.
Go NC State.
Yeah.
I hope they fare better against the Golden Grizzlies. Thank you.
But hey, laughing again.
hey, Alan, real quick, I'll let you go. But the game on Saturday, I call it the Rick Barnes Invitational. So that's going to be interesting. Tennessee versus Texas, his former team. Yeah.
We're going to hear that so much over the next 36 hours. I'm going to get sick of it. Y'all have a good one for
you.
You too.
Thank you, Alan, for doing
it. He is dying laughing. He can't even get it out.
I know. I mean, he's trying to keep a straight face, but it just didn't happen. Just kind of closing out this hour on, this whole conversation around, I mean, Calipari, he has a former. Now, I'm about to throw it out there, too. The school across the street, they've kind of trending towards that a little bit, too, now.
I'm thinking
about
the same
thing. Duke Blue Devils.
Yeah, we'll find out tonight. We're having the same conversation Monday.
But they at least been to the Final Four in the last 2 years. Yeah. I'll say that.
And yes. We won.
We won when?
2020. We won in Indy. Man. Did we beat Kentucky that year? Was that Kentucky?
No, you beat Butler. Somebody.
Was it Butler? Yeah, somebody we beat.
But the thing is, man, that was.
But then y'all won it next year, I think.
No, we won it 2 years
later.
2 years
later.
2 years for,
one,
2 years since you won. Two years before you won your last.
But it's funny. I just thought about it. So we went to the Final Four 2 years after. No, a year after that, mm-hmm. and lost in the last second shot. Went back again the following year and won it. That's amazing. Then of course, 2 years ago we beat Duke in the Final Four.
Yeah, we handled that.
Yeah. So you, back to your conversation, So we are in the conversation.
I mean, you in the conversation.
So we there every year.
But here's the difference, though.
Is there a difference?
This what part? Yeah, it's the difference. The parts of the conversation is that you are very similar to Kentucky in terms of you got a number one class almost every damn year.
Yeah, but that, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I get that.
Right.
But number one classes don't turn into championships. But they should turn into more than one postseason win. In the last 5 years.
Well, that's true. That's true.
That is true. I'll give you that.
So that's not the same.
Yeah,
that's not the same.
It's similar in the fact
that we had missed a tournament.
You had at least one.
And they missed it in 2021.
Everybody missed it. They shut it down.
It went to
the COVID year, right?
Yeah. I mean, we had missed a tournament almost 15 years, 20 years. I mean, y'all missed it last year. But
okay, that's cool. Anyway. Hey.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.